It is quiz time, because Team Barrow and Team Smith, you're going to have to please choose now a spokesperson. So who wants to speak for my bunch? So Howard's going to go for Team Smith. Okay, and who wants to talk for Team Barrow?
Who are we having? Who's going to
be
the
Stuart's going to be putting himself forward. Right, what we're going to do is we will read each team three pieces of science trivia. And all you have to do between you, you may confer, is to work out whether you think this is a fact or whether it's a piece of fiction. And there will be a point for each correct answer. If you get it right, you will hear this. Okay, you get one of those. If you get it wrong, you get a... Okay. Team Barrow. Just like humans, British cows moo with regional accents. Is that science fact or science fiction?
I'm trying to think. Well, I'm from the West Country. I'm a Somerset lad, so would it be like moo?
Moo?
Come on, get a move okay. on.
No, I think true.
I think quite true.
We're going to go for true.
They're going science fact.
I'm afraid that it is fiction. This was widely reported in the UK press in 2006, so 10 years ago. They had quotes from farmers which went along these lines. Farmer Lloyd Green from Glastonbury saying, "I spent a lot of time with my wands and they definitely moo with a Somerset drawl." So it's interesting that you went down those lines. Apparently, it was all a huge misrepresentation of a professor of phonetics at University College London who, when asked about it, said, "You could not entirely rule out the possibility, therefore the press decided that it was true." That said, some other animals do have regional accents, including whales, although they don't have Welsh accents, apparently. So there we go.
Right, next one. Ants can survive a spin in a microwave oven. Is that science fact or science fiction?
I went to California and there were these guys who were watching flies buzz around in a microwave oven and they didn't get killed.
They turn the microwave oven on at the time?
The microwave oven was on at the time. So I think if flies can do it, ants can probably do it too.
Yeah, ants can survive quite a lot of things. I used to attempt to eat them as a kid, and they generally survived.
What, being eaten?
Well,
what's going on in your inside?
Not quite sure. But
did you count them on the way in and on the way out then?
No, not really.
So, Stuart, what's the verdict of your team?
Well, I think there's not much water in ants, so I think we're lending ourselves towards... true, ants will survive.
They're saying science fact.
Yes, it is, in fact, a fact. Microwaves are actual waves. They're wide enough that ants can literally run away from the hotspots in the microwave to cool areas and essentially dodge the microwaves.
Right, okay, next one. You ready for your third and final science fact or science fiction? Here we go. Diamonds are made from peanut butter. Science fact. Or science fiction?
Diamonds are made from... Well, diamonds are pure carbon.
Diamonds are forever as well.
Peanuts have a lot of carbon, a lot of energy in them.
Mm. Well, maybe if you ground down your peanuts and you got all the carbon out of them, you could maybe make a synthetic one. But
yeah, you could put enough pressure through. Yeah. You'd be able to.
Stuart, have you reached a verdict?
I'm tempted to say yes.
Yeah?
I can't imagine why they're asking the question, so the answer's got to be yes.
Well, we're going to go for true...
They're going science fact.
Yes, it is unbelievably true. Scientists from the University of Bayreuth in Germany used pressures higher than those found at the centre of the Earth to turn peanut butter into diamonds. They're not pure and they sometimes explode, but they form part of experiments which could tell us a lot about the formation of the Earth. So they do have a reason, apparently.
And Team Barrow, you have scored 2 points. Right, Team Smith, you have 2 points to beat. Here we go. Darth Vader, Beyoncé and Donald Trump all have animals named after them. Science fact or science fiction?
I think it's extremely likely because I think it is quite possible.
Okay, Howard, have you got a verdict?
We'll go true.
Well, this is a very cheeky question that's false. While Darth Vader and Beyoncé do have animals named after them, Donald Trump is yet to have this scientific accolade. Scapatia beyoncei is a horsefly with a glamorous golden abdomen, apparently. Darth Vaderum is a type of mite. But there is a caterpillar called M. opercularis, which is sometimes called the Trump caterpillar because it looks like his hair.
Next one, you ready? It takes a radio message from Earth about one day to get to the New Horizons probe out near the dwarf planet Pluto. Is that science fact or science fiction?
Physicists, come on, what do you think? Pluto, one day to get to Pluto radio wave.
Yeah, fact. Okay.
You think, we think fact.
Okay, they're going science fact.
Oh dear. No, it is in fact fiction. Radio waves travel at the speed of light, which is about 1 billion kilometres an hour. Pluto's about 6 billion kilometres away, so messages from here take about 6 hours to get there, which is a long time, but not a day.
Right, you've got to redeem yourself on this one, or it's totally in the hands of the audience for the end, and you mustn't let me down, my team. Okay, here we go. There is a donut-shaped asteroid that scientists have named after Homer Simpson. Is that science fact or science fiction?
We're going to go fact again.
Science fact.
Come on, team.
You're doing very well. You got zero. Well done. Excellent.
Yes, unbelievably, or rather, not unbelievably, it is fiction. Asteroid belts are often the shape of donuts, but no donut-shaped asteroids have ever been seen yet.
So the winners at this halfway stage, 2-0. Team Barrow! Now let's get back to our scientists and